I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is back with us now. He joins us every Thursday at this time to talk about the ETF of the week. And it can be anything from the universe of ETFs. It could be new funds, it could be old existing funds, it could be something that's above the 200-day average, it could be something that's brand new and hasn't even been around for 200 days. But it reflects Tom's judgment and also what's happening in the ETF world. Tom, of course, runs ETFtrends.com, a site that reflects Tom's judgment and everything that's happening in the ETF world. So if you want to learn more about ETFs, check it out, ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Fidelity Dividend ETF for Rising Rates, ticker symbol FDRR.
FDRR, the Fidelity Dividend ETF for Rising Rates, a fund that is completely named transparently. It is a dividend strategy for a rising interest rate environment. We know that people love dividend strategies. We know we've got a rising rate environment. So I would imagine this fund right now is kind of in the sweet spot, right?
Well, it is. Fidelity did a great job naming this fund, specifically, as you mentioned. People know what they're getting, or at least what the goals of this ETF are. Again, dividend investment strategies have been hugely popular in the last 5 years. Dividend-oriented stocks have outperformed those that haven't been paying dividends. But as we're kind of in the early stages of a rising rate environment too, we also know that the bond market is susceptible during rising rates. And some areas, especially long treasuries, are more susceptible than others. So advisors and investors are looking for areas to maybe sidestep where there may be uncertainty on the fixed income side. But at the same time, they've got a demand for income as well. So how do you replace it? Dividend-oriented stocks is something that a lot of people are thinking about. In this case, what they're doing is basically saying, hey, we're going to create an ETF that not only provides decent dividends and growth in dividends over time, but they've added another feature. So the smart beta strategy here actually goes back and looks at the stocks in the underlying index to see how those stocks perform during the past rising rate environment. If they did well, they actually get a higher rating than others that may or may not be in the index. That's really the uniqueness of this ETF, because there are plenty of dividend-oriented strategies, and dividend growth strategies have also been hugely popular. However, many haven't factored in how those same stocks did during a previous rising rate environment.
We know that we're in an overall environment of rising rates, but what happens here if we're buying this fund and rates don't go up as much as is expected, which is a real possibility at this point?
Well, it is. So all we're left with is a dividend-paying ETF, which in many cases isn't that bad. So if you look at the underlying allocations, the sectors that they're invested in, pretty well-diversified, well-known companies, decent dividend yield, say you replace your treasury holdings with this ETF, I think you'd be happy, unless we saw all of a sudden some big turning in the marketplace where maybe the economic news got weak really fast and the Fed didn't raise rates. And in fact, the news was so dire that it actually had a negative effect on the equities market, where obviously taking an allocation here, you're invested in equities, not fixed income.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? And would we always expect this to be above its 200-day moving average in a rising rate environment?
Well, you can't expect anything in the market, Chuck, as you know. So this is one of those ETFs that will have its own trend line, which will be up and down over time. Unfortunately, it's so new, we don't have 200 days of history to be able to have a 200-day average. I think most importantly, this is another example of one of those ETFs that's really creative in nature. Having the name Fidelity behind it, I think, gives it a lot of credibility too. But most importantly, if you're looking at your portfolio and you feel like, yes, finally, we are in a rising rate environment, I am looking to replace some of my fixed income allocation with areas on the equity side that can give me some dividend exposure, this is something to consider. It's not extremely risky. If you've got allocation to the S&P 500, for example, I would say this would not be as risky as the S&P 500 and also give you a better dividend yield. So that's probably where it fits in.
But where you are finding the money for this is out of the income side of your portfolio, not out of the stock side, even though we are buying a stock ETF here for this particular rising rate environment.
Yeah, if you've got long treasuries in your portfolio, you've already felt some pain. If you've got the Barclays Agg or some type of equivalent in your portfolio, the duration in the Barclays Agg is twice what it was just 7 years ago, so you have to understand that too. Being long on duration is not good in a rising rate environment. So you have to understand that part of the portfolio, but this is a good alternative, let's just say, for 5% allocation.
There you have it, a 5% allocation, again, coming out of the fixed income side, going over to equities, but a very specific, very targeted equity play. It's the Fidelity Dividend ETF for rising rates. That is FDRR. And that is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
If you want to learn more about Fidelity Dividend ETF for rising rates or any of Tom's picks, or you just want to learn more about ETFs in general, go check out his website. It's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, @ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's @TomLydon.